Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Aaron Hicks. Batting second. The DH, Joe Mauer. Batting third. The left fielder, Josh Willingham. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ryan Dumit. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Trevor Plouffe. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chris Parmley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brian Dozier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eduardo Escobar. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Liam Hendricks. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Nate McLouth. Batting second. The third baseman, Manny Machado. Batting third. The right fielder, Nick Markakis. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Adam Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Matt Wieters. Batting seventh. The shortstop, JJ Hardy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ryan Flaherty. Batting ninth. The DH, Nolan Reimold. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jake Arrieta. And now, play ball. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hicks strikes out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mauer hits a fly ball into left field. McLouth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Willingham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLouth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Machado is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Machado hits a fly ball into right field. Parmley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Markakis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau hits a fly ball into left field. McLouth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dumit hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Markakis. Dumit reaches second base with a double. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Plouffe is hit by the pitch. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Parmley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flaherty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Hendricks covering, for the out. One out. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wieters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hardy hits a line drive into right field. Parmley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Marquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Escobar hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flaherty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ryan Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flaherty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Hendricks covering, for the out. One out. Nolan Reimold is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reimold hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McLouth is 0 for 1 in the game. McLouth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Machado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McLouth. The throw from Dumit and he is safe. McLouth steals second. Manny Machado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Machado is 0 for 1 in the game. Machado hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McLouth scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Nick Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Marquez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marquez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Willingham is 0 for 1 in the game. Willingham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McLouth. Willingham reaches second base with a double. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dumit is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dumit strikes out. 1 out. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Plouffe strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parmley is 0 for 1 in the game. Parmley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willingham scores. Morneau moves to third. It's Twins, 1, Orioles, 1. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dozier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dozier hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Marquez who is chasing the ball. Dozier reaches third base with a triple. Morneau scores. Parmley goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Twins. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dozier scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wieters is 0 for 1 in the game. Wieters takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to third. Davis moves to second. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Davis is safe. Jones scores. Davis moves to third. Wieters moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-2, Twins. Ryan Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flaherty is 0 for 1 in the game. Flaherty strikes out. 1 out. Nolan Reimold is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reimold is 0 for 1 in the game. Reimold hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McLouth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McLouth hits a pop-up towards short. Escobar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flaherty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Willingham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Willingham strikes out. 2 outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morneau hits a fly ball into left field. McLouth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Manny Machado is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Machado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Machado hits a line drive into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Markakis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Markakis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball to center field. That will be extra bases. Hicks chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Dumit fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Dumit. Markakis goes all the way around to score. Jones moves to third. It's 4-3 Twins. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Twins, 4, Orioles, 4. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wieters is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wieters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan Pressly now pitching. J.J. Hardy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There's a wild pitch. Wieters moves to second. J.J. Hardy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hardy is 0-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Flaherty is 0-2 in the game. Flaherty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Dumit batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Dumit is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Dumit takes first base on ball 4. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Plouffe is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dumit moves to second. Troy Patton now pitching. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Parmley is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Parmley hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McLouth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dozier is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Dozier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dumit scores. Plouffe moves to third. It's 5-4, Twins. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Escobar is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Escobar strikes out. 2 outs. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hicks is 0-3 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards third. McArdo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Nolan Reimold is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reimold is 0-2 in the game. Reimold takes first base on ball 4. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of 0-2. McLouth is 1-3 in the game, with a single. McLouth hits a pop-up towards third. Plouffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny McArdo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McArdo is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McArdo hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Dunsing now pitching. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Markakis is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Markakis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mauer is 0-3 in the game. Mauer strikes out. One out. Luis Ayala now pitching. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Willingham is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Willingham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McLouth. Willingham reaches second base with a double. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Morneau is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ayala fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dumit is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dumit hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ayala fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wieters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wieters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. J.J. Hardy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hardy hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Parmley. Hardy reaches second base with a double. Wieters moves to third. Casey Fien now pitching. Alexi Carcilla pinch hits for Ryan Flaherty. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carcilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Alexi Carcilla now playing second base. Trevor Plouffe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Plouffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Plouffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Parmley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Parmley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Plouffe moves to second. One out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dozier is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards third. MacArdo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Escobar is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Escobar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Nolan Reimold is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Reimold is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reimold hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McLouth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McLouth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reimold moves to second. Manny MacArdo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. MacArdo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. MacArdo bunts towards the mound. Fien fields it and throws to first for the out. Reimold moves to third. McLouth moves to second. One out. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Markakis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Markakis is walked intentionally. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jones is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Reimold scores. McLouth moves to third. Markakis moves to second. It's Twins, 5, Orioles, 5. Tyler Robertson now pitching. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-5, Orioles. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wieters is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Wieters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hardy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Strop now pitching. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hicks is 0-for-4 in the game. Hicks hits a line drive into left field. McLouth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mauer is 0-for-4 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Strop covering, for the out. 2 outs. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Willingham is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Willingham strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.